Recognition of Australia's Indigenous people in our constitution is proving very difficult to achieve. The federal government has already rejected the Uluru Statement from the Heart that called for a First Nations voice to Parliament and a Makarrata Commission. A federal parliamentary committee is due to hand down an interim report by the end of the month on where to next. But kicking off today, the Australian National University is hosting a First Nations Governance Forum. The goal is to provide some policy options and learn from the experience of other nations like New Zealand and Canada. Professor Mick Dodson is the co-convener and he joins me now. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to listeners.
What is it going to take to reassemble a path to Indigenous recognition in our Constitution?
I think we have to reignite the conversation. It's stalled at the moment. We've got to get talking again. The Prime Minister seems to have slammed the door on us. Let's see if we can wedge it open again.
So how do you get people talking again, especially the politicians?
Well, we've got some politicians turning up to the forum today. Hopefully that's a start. We're trying our best to engage with the political sector, so to speak, and hopefully this forum can reignite that conversation we so desperately need to have.
There's been so much discussion about recognition for a long time, yet politically it hasn't happened yet. How can a forum like this change that?
Well, you know, the problem is we're not talking. Simple, I think. We've got to start talking again. We can't just turn our, ignore this, turn our backs on it and think it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. We need to address it and be mature enough to address it. I was very disappointed in the reaction to the Uluru Statement. And it's a very modest ask. It's not the world. But let's start somewhere.
You say you've got to
try and build on that.
You say you've got to keep talking. I know you've got some Indigenous politicians, Linda Burney, Ken Wyatt, for example, from Labor and the government, coming along to today's forum. Did you invite the Prime Minister? Did you invite the opposition leader?
Yes.
And what did they say?
They're not available. No.
Did they give an explanation about why?
Well, it's not for us to ask them to explain why they can't come.
So how would you get the Prime Minister?
You better ask them.
How would you get the Prime Minister and the opposition leader to the table to talk then?
Well, we use people like the Indigenous parliamentarians and our own capacities to try and reopen the conversation. There's no, you know, it's just ridiculous that there's this standoff, so to speak. It's what's the problem with talking?
What do you think?
You know, there's been no explanation as to why the door has been slammed on us with respect to Uluru. I mean, no reasonable or proper explanation. Just a set of hysterical reactions, you know, that we need to address.
What do you think Australia can learn from other countries, countries like New Zealand or Canada, for example?
Well, we haven't just got people from Aotearoa and Canada. We also got people from the United States and from the Scandinavian countries. I think we can learn a great deal from them. US and Canada US and Canada have Indigenous nations that have self-government. The Scandinavian countries have their own Sami parliaments. I think we can learn a great deal from that, and we can learn a great deal from our neighbours, cousins across the ditch in New Zealand from their treaty, the Waitangi Treaty approaches and how things are dealt under that.
Victoria recently passed legislation to allow a treaty to be negotiated with Aboriginal people. Are states going it alone like that? Is that the way to go?
Well, eventually it's going to become too much of an embarrassment, I think, for the federal government. They're going to have to do something. The states are, you know, through our constitutional legal arrangements and our federation, limited in what they can offer. In the end, the Commonwealth has to come on board. I give those states and the Northern Territory is also trying to do something in the direction of a treaty. I give them all a big pat on the back. At least they're sitting down talking about it, and in Victoria's case, they've passed legislation.
Mm. All right.
That's a huge development. Now, we've got to worry about how it pans out, but this is a very good start.
Well, Professor Mick Dodson, thank you very much for speaking with AM this morning.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Professor Mick Dodson is the director of ANU's National Centre for Indigenous Studies.